Wait for it. Simple fact. There we go. What we got here, Josh?
A little Bad Sons. S-U-N-S.
I don't celebrate much of their collection. I'll have to listen. Listen more.
Cardiac Arrest is the song. It's pretty good.
Like the beat?
Sure.
Holly Saunders is on my TV anchoring U.S. Open coverage. Enough said.
Brad Porter is going to be hosting the segment and guesting it.
Yes, he might need to.
Mick is busy.
I am busy. All of a sudden, a good morning. I'm going to try not to hang up on Brad Porter as I answer his call. Brad, are you there?
Yeah, I guarantee if it was Holly Saunders, you wouldn't hang up on her.
Nope. I do get hung up on Holly, though.
Gross?
Well done. Nah, that wasn't gross.
Don't say that.
That was, no. She, great job by Fox, making sure she is in the studio on the forefront.
Prominent.
Yeah, get more studio shots in between each shot, you know. We can hold on. We can tape this Jordan Spieth approach. We'll air it later. Let's get to Holly for some comments for about 30 minutes. In the studio.
Well, and then also during an interview, it's always a two-camera shot, and then when they go to the single cam, it's not the golfer, it's her.
No. It's never the analyst.
No.
Well done. Bravo. She's a heck of a golfer, too, by the way. She played at Michigan State. Could have played professionally, all that stuff. Not that I was just looking her up, but maybe I was. Sporting on the road. Brad Porter also on the road. That makes sense, right? Are you literally driving right now?
Yeah. You'll have to forgive me, Mick, if I'm a little off my game. On the way to Colorado and in preparation for the trip, I had to get my body and my brain adjusted to mountain time. So while it's 11 o'clock for you, my body feels like it's 10 o'clock. So I'm a little bit off.
So you got your body adjusted in central time to mountain time?
Yeah, 1 hour. It's a big – I mean, you got to get ready for that.
No stone unturned.
You don't walk into that situation.
I mean, you're going to wake up tomorrow and be like, what day is it, for crying out loud? What day is it? Well, cool. I appreciate you taking time out of the old vacation, heading out to Colorado. Great trip. I know you do it each and every year with the kids and all that stuff. But appreciate you taking time out of it. Although, if you are in Western Kansas, you're probably, I don't know, frothing at the mouth to just talk to somebody or just take up some time to get – to get out of Western Kansas and Eastern Colorado.
What is the deal? You're a Southwestern Kansas guy.
No, I'm actually, if you drew a line, I'm actually east of the middle of Kansas. So if you're up from Kansas City, you think everything west of Lawrence is Western Kansas when it's not.
I'm getting the feeling as I look at all the signs driving down the highway, if you put a hose in a driveway in the middle of Kansas, they would name it a creek. They would just call it Mix Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, every creek, every body of water, every stream is called a creek out here. They have Mud Creek. Yeah. We just passed Mud Creek.
Water is coveted out there. So, yes, they will they'll call anything a creek or, I mean, yeah. You have to, and people think Hayes is Western Kansas. Oh, my God, there are hours of Kansas west of Hayes.
That's
just
close.
Barren.
Yeah.
That's just barren. All right, so we'll help you take up some of your drive here. Sporting on the road in San Jose, not mountain time zone, but West Coast, Pacific time zone here. And I guess, Brad, another chance for Sporting to slay the road dragon, 1-4-3, something they haven't done this year. They've yet to really get on any sort of a roll or really play well at all. Outside of that Portland win, they have not played well at all on the road this year.
No, not only do they not pick up wins, they don't score on the road, which is, it's amazing considering some of the competition they've faced mm-hmm. so far, and to go on the road and not get points. The only good side is Tim Melia in goal, who is the best goalkeeper in Major League Soccer.
Is he? I mean, also, it's what I think the stats bear it out. I mean, he's 0.69 goals per game, which is just awesome, especially for this team that doesn't always score, and they rarely score on the road. It's just awesome.
Yeah, and I'm not. You know what? I remember Royals fans took a lot of heat a few years ago for stuff in the All-Star ballot boxes. I would encourage people to go vote for Tim Melia because I think he's only third in the All-Star voting, which is it's a little embarrassing. You ought to be up there one or two, and if he doesn't get voted in, he certainly should be a coach's pick because they mm-hmm. pick like 45 guys for the game, and half of them don't go. So,
well, yes, and great. I mean, bringing him up because he has been maybe the MVP for Sporting this year. It's a team that's scoring more goals now, especially at home. Yeah. But I think it's. And while Peter Vermes bristles at the term defensive team because they like to attack. It is a team that's going to win, you know, in the back end. And taking on San Jose tonight, having a decent year so far. But a couple of original MLS members here. This is old school here, Sporting in San Jose.
Yeah, and San Jose, I think, is on their second stint in San Jose. I think they were there, and then they moved to Houston and became the Dynamo, and then they got franchised back again.
Okay.
That's why Dominic Kinnear is the San Jose head coach. He moved with the original San Jose team to Houston, and of course, all those massive battles in the playoffs for so many years. And now Kinnear is back in San Jose, but they're in media asking if the game has passed him by a little bit, because they're not a very good team outside of Chris Wondolowski, and they've got a bunch of injuries this week. I just looked it up. I think Ameriquois is out this week, and it's a place where Sporting, and again, on the prediction game, you keep track of how bad I am at this. But this is a game they ought to win 1-0, 2-1.
Well,
it's a game they should win.
You're tempering it. Your scores are down here. we might just need a all-out horrible prediction from you that the Sporting's just going to get whitewashed in a landslide. That might get the team back on track here.
I think several weeks ago I was on with you and I predicted that Sporting would go up to Minnesota and blast them 4-0.
Yes.
That didn't happen. Sporting actually lost, but then Minnesota came to Kansas City for the U.S. Cup.
Just got killed.
Wednesday and got blasted.
4-0. Yes.
A few weeks early on
that. You were just a little bit off. But then, and everybody was predicting that one, and I think it was the Colorado Rapids game was the next one we predicted, and that didn't go their way.
Nope.
A perfect storm. They gave up an early kind of lucky goal for the Rapids, and then Colorado just sat back the rest of the game, and Sporting outshot them all day long, outpossessed them all day long, but couldn't get the win, couldn't get the equalizer. So, they played great at home these last three games.
Absolutely.
A strong game, a strong lineup. Peter Vermes fielded for the U.S. Open Cup victory over Minnesota this past week. Surely something's going to break through, and do you think, okay, this recent stretch of home games is going to be that thing that gets, you know, Sporting going on the road?
Yeah, and I think Gerso has really asserted himself on the offense, and he's got, I think, 7 goals in all competitions right now, and that's really opened up things for Dom Dwyer, too, because he was off to a slow start. He was taking some criticism, but now with Gerso being another option, that opens the door for Dwyer so they can't just hang on him all day long. And you watch, I keep talking about him every week, Ilya, that holding midfielder, he really knows how to distribute the ball in the midfield. And he's played every minute of every game this year. He should be another guy that should be an all-star. He probably won't get it because he doesn't score. That's not his job. But a great distributor, and Sporting's offense has really opened up over that home stretch, and hopefully they take that on the road.
Well, and you've been mentioning Ilya all season long, and it, you know, the team, it seems like, realizes his value as well. I mean, every single minute, he's the only Sporting KC player that has not set literally a second this season, and it's paid off. And then you mentioned Gerso. I mean, the good thing about him is, like, he's getting better and better. I mean, each week, each game, you're seeing more touches, you're seeing more action, and a lot of times more goals from Gerso.
And maybe it's he's being underestimated by the competition, because if you look at him, he looks like he's 13 years old. I mean, he looks like a kid, and, you know, he's new to the United States, just moved here right before the season, and had to figure out how to live in a new country, in a new city, with new teammates, and he's really taking it all in. And that's one of the great things Sporting does. They have, I'd have to look at the roster, but I'm sure they have players from 12 to 15 different countries on the team, and they all know what it's like to come here, and even if they came here when they were older, but how hard it is to adjust and how to make guys feel at home, and he's really found a good spot. And on Ilya, it was funny. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and somebody who thinks they know about soccer said, he's great, but he doesn't score. And that's not his job. He may go all year and not score, but he's going to set up this offense.
And he has, and this, as we mentioned, is an attacking offense. Even on the road, this is a team that plays the same, and I just love Vermes' style. And it's paid off. Hey, they're leading the West. Maybe not as strong a conference as the Eastern side, but, hey, that's not their fault. 1.6 points per game. You'll take that. But then also, as we mentioned, hopefully they can get things going a little bit more on the road. Talking with Brad Porter about Sporting and about the Royals. How about that? You're a late night guy, so you're kind of like the Royals. You play better at night. What do you make of this run here in the West through three California cities?
Well, it's always been said I operate better at night, but also when it comes to watching sports, you know, and this is what we were saying before the Royals went on this road trip. You're going to San Diego, they are awful. You're going to San Francisco, they are awful this year. And then you go to Anaheim, and they've been okay, but you got to pick up some games. And, boy, they go to San Diego, sweep them right out of the box. They go to San Francisco and slay the World Series dragon one more time, and they pound Johnny Cueto into the ground and go to Anaheim, a couple of good games there. And the home runs, they just don't – I mean, Boos put one out in the McCovey Cove the other day, and he just keeps going and going. And I'll tell you who might be happier than Mike Moustakas and Ned Yost and Dave Moore about the season he's having is Scott Boras. Because every game that Boos plays and every home run he hits, his number's going to keep skyrocketing.
Yeah, and then Eric Hosmer hitting .310 now. And not the pop of Moose, but has just completely bounced back from that April. And it's the adjustments finally these guys are making. Lorenzo Cain talking about his, what, 8 home runs over the last 13 games. He's like, I'm just not swinging at bad pitches. Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! We saw, everybody saw that. Yes, sliders in the dirt. Don't go after those. Wait for your pitch. Swing at ones that you can drive. And guess what happens? You're all of a sudden an MVP form that you had maybe back in 2015. And then Alex Gordon loading on his backside and looking to drive the ball more and have more power. Yes, yes, yes. You went homeless for the first 2.5 months of the season, for crying out loud. Yes, these are obvious things. Great that they're realizing them, but man, did that take some time.
And you know what? I have to wonder on Alex Gordon making those little adjustments. If the Royals went to him and said, hey, what you're doing is not working, or did he finally get sick of it and go with Dale Swaim and say, let's look at some film, let's look at what I was doing when I was hitting well last year, 2 years ago, and let's get it fixed. Something is triggered to make that change. Whatever it was, I don't know, but it's a lot better. And I did like his post-game comment the other night after coming up a triple shy of the cycle. Say that 3 times fast. And he banged that last one off the wall, and I think Joel Goldberg asked him, were you trying for a triple? Because I'm too old and slow. I was trying to hit it out of the park.
That was great. It's been so long. Is George the only cycle in team history? I forget.
I'd have to get our good friend John Darue on the phone. For some reason, I would think a Beltran, maybe somebody like that would have had one at some time.
We'll look it up. I know it's been a long time, but the team's playing well. Ian Kennedy takes a perfect game in the 6th inning last night. So you're not going to play this well forever, but take advantage. Try to elongate it as for an extensive period of time. Take it beyond 6 games. Go 8, go 10 games. Josh has what's the number?
George Brett's the most recent one. But Frank White did it twice, George Brett did it twice, John Mayberry and Freddie Patek. That's the entire list.
It's been a while.
Yes. George Brett in 1990 was the most recent.
That's back in the day when you hit more triples, when you hit more. They had inside the park the home runs all the time back then.
This might be the most incredible stat here. George Brett had one in 1979 and again in 1990.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
That's how you're consistent enough to win 3 batting titles in 3 different decades. And that 1990 season was one of those batting title seasons, his last one.
It was. And it's funny. Yeah, you see the guys all the time with the one hit away. It's not always the triple. Sometimes it's a single. And I've always said the hardest one to get isn't really the triple. It's the last one, right? Even if it's a single.
The hardest one is
Willie Wilson actually said that one.
Didn't Will Myers have one earlier this season for San Diego? And I think his last at bat, he either needed the double or the triple, and he cranked one into a gap. And it may have been a triple because I think he cut it pretty close, but he was going for it all the way.
He did on April 9th, the 10th, he had a cycle. It was just the second in Padres history. The first cycle, though, of 2017. As obviously, it was early on in the season. So that's cool. We almost had the guy from Cincinnati have the home run cycle, right? Again, I've been gone.
Darn near close, yeah.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Five at bats, I think.
Scooter Jeanette.
Yeah. Never forget that name again.
No. No, has he got a base hit since?
You know, you were mentioning Ian Kennedy a minute ago and talking about how it was good to see him go deep into a game. And Matt Strom, I mean, he only went five innings. That's deep for a guy who hasn't started at the big league level. And people, Royals fans on Twitter are just amazing. I think by the fourth inning, there was a Photoshop of Matt Strom with a lightning bolt in the background, and nicknamed him Strom Warning instead of Storm Warning. And fans just, they're so creative.
What do you think about the nickname for Lorenzo Cain, Cane Bang, when he hits a home run?
I might pass on that one.
It's great. It's the best thing that's ever shown up on my Twitter timeline. I was looking for names. I got Cane Bang as an option.
If you get Denny Matthews to use that one, I'll just get a sawbuck.
That's pretty awesome. All right, so, Brad, before we let you go, Royals are now in third in the AL Central, tied with the Tigers at 32-34. So two games below 500. Will the Royals get above 500 this year, Brad?
Absolutely. And now you see that wild card spot is right there for them, right ahead of them. And Detroit is starting to fall apart. They just had, I think Victor Martinez went on the DL a couple of days ago. They're an old baseball team, and you can hear their knees creak when they run out onto the field. I think they fall away in the second half. Cleveland is not having the season they thought they were going to have, and their pitchers are hurt all the time. They never have a full rotation. And Minnesota, I think, are much like the Royals in 2013, where they're good, but they're not there yet. And I say it's wide open right now. I'm famous for saying in the newsroom, season's over after a three-game losing streak.
Sure.
But, I was kind of, 4 weeks ago, I was kind of in that same situation. It's over, but boy, then they run off, five, six straight wins. They're right out of the wild card spot. Nobody's running away with the division. I'm hanging in there for now.
I'm with you, and I like to say I was hanging in there the entire time. Not ready to sell everybody just yet. You can turn deals around quickly in late July, and it's nowhere near late July. So I'm down with it. So second part of that question is: Royals are three back of the Twins. Three back of first place in the AL Central. Will they see first place this year at any point in the AL Central? Brad? Hello? You know what? It's a cliffhanger. We'll save that. He got to Colby, right? And just there's nothing in Colby. There's no cell towers or whatever.
I hear him. Oh, there you go. Now he just dropped.
Okay.
What question number was that?
That was the last one, so that's fine.
You want me to answer it? Give me that again?
Will the Royals ever see first place in the Central this year?
On behalf of Brad Porter, I'm going to say 100% absolutely bet on it. Go to Vegas.
All right. Thank you, Brad. We appreciate the time. Hey, that was the last question. We got a break anyway. Thanks so much to Brad for taking some time out of his drive to be a part of the Sporting and Royals discussion. Hey, when we come back, we'll play a little game called Did It Happen? We'll explain the rules after this on Sports Saturday.
This is Sports Saturday with Mick Schaefer on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
So I left on vacay last Friday, came back basically yesterday. Good 7 or 8 days, not paying attention, which maybe isn't the best modus operandi if you host a radio show. And oh, by the way, have a new job coming up to where, like, you're a sports director. But whatever, to each his own. We're all catching up here, right? It's good to get away. Like, I'm motivated now. Like, I was kind of run down a little week ago. I'm motivated, right? You just put your phone down, go enjoy nature or whatever Branson is. There's nature there. Table Rock, all that stuff. So I was gone, so I asked Josh to not only host the show last Saturday, but also do a lot of work today. but it was a project. I feel like this was a pet project.
Yeah, this became very quickly a labor of love for me.
What happened while I was gone? What are we calling the name?
We're calling What Happened While Mick Was Gone, or Didn't Happen While Mick Was Gone.
Did it happen? How about that? Did it happen? And, I mean, do you want to do some music here? Or, yeah.
I mean, we can, but it's I had to run the board for the program. I got to run the board for the program yesterday.
Sure, yes.
And they have a 30-minute loop for the drill.
Oh, yeah.
We need that of this Price is Right stuff because I have to hit this every, like, 45 seconds, and it's just too much.
Okay, I agree.
But we're going to hear what we can do. We can do it for the open. Now, I wish Charlie was willing to, you know, lend some talents, but he's not, so don't worry. I'll
take it. Just the producer of the show.
Mick, I'll take it from here.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, it's time for... Does Mick know what happened the week that he was on vacation?
Yeah, it's still kind of wordy.
Now to your host, me. Hey, Mick, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm Mick Schaefer from Shawnee, Kansas. I have three kids, one dog, and love the show.
My name's Joshua. I'm going to embarrass you if possible.
Sounds good.
Now We have a few different categories here. We have sports, movies, politics, and music. They're not an equal number of all of them. Okay. We've got a lot of sports ones. We've got a lot of movies.
Sports, movies. What else?
Politics and music.
Politics and
the Big Four.
The Big Four.
As they're commonly called.
Okay.
You just let me know the category, and I will give you a statement, and you're going to tell me if this did or did not happen.
I will do sports for 100, Josh.
Sports, this is the leadoff question here.
Okay.
Lorenzo Cain hit 8 home runs in 13 games.
I'm going to say yes, that happened.
That did it happen.
Yes. That is $100 for me.
All right.
Expect to see later.
Go ahead and put that in your pocket. Don't worry. Okay. I'm going to win it all back.
I will do movies for $169.
Nice. Adam West, famous for his portrayal of Batman, died. His hair yellow in a public stunt promoting the upcoming Justice League movie.
So you're saying he died...
No. D-Y-E-D.
Oh, okay.
Adam West dyed his hair yellow in a public stunt promoting the upcoming Justice League movie.
I'm going to say Adam West just died, D-I-E-D.
That is correct.
Yes.
That did not happen. The thing that I said did not happen.
I did hear that.
I'm starting off that very top level.
And somebody tweeted that that all the other Batmen should go to his funeral, like presidents all go to the death of another president.
100%. Except for Ben Affleck doesn't have to go if he doesn't want it. Because
who do we have? Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton, what?
Christian Bale, baby.
Christian Bale. Was it Val Kilmer a Batman?
Clooney.
I don't know. I'm thinking of that.
Clooney was a Batman.
Yes.
Val Kilmer might have been for a second. I don't know.
Let's look that up. Let's take a break from the game.
Ben Affleck is he's too present to make a political reference that won't get somebody very angry at me.
Yeah, Val Kilmer, Batman.
He was like the Millard Fillmore. Like you know him, but you kind of forget about it if you don't think about it for a little bit.
Sure.
All right, pick a category, Mick. Sports, movies, politics, or music.
Was he Batman Forever? I think he was.
All right.
Okay,
Mick, pick
here we go. I will go politics for 7,000.
Ooh, for 7,000. That's a lot. That's the whole bankroll.
Yeah.
Mick.
Okay.
Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich died at the age of 74.
Feel like I would have heard about that. I would say that did not happen.
It did not happen. He was in the news, though. He was in the news. I picked him because he was in the news for saying that technically the President of the United States cannot obstruct justice, even though that's what he sought to impeach Bill Clinton for.
Okay, I see.
He was just in the news. I thought maybe I could get you a cookie there.
Okay, I'll do music for $2.50.
Justin Bieber released a surprise album titled Pink Lemonade, taking an apparent shot at Beyonce. calling it an album is a little bit strong. It's more of an EP.
Sure. I will say that did not happen.
That also did not happen.
Yes,
Mick, you are doing a great job.
Let's go back to sports for 75,000 pesos.
Ooh, the 75,000 peso question is a toughie. The Chiefs signed a veteran wide receiver to a 2-year, $8 million deal with $5 million guaranteed to replace the gaping hole left by Jeremy Maclin. Did this happen, and if so, who was it?
Oh, God. I'm going to say it didn't happen because I couldn't answer the other part of that question.
It didn't happen.
Okay, yes.
It did not happen.
Nice.
We're going to go sports again because this category is too long.
Okay.
third sports question. Matt Strom got his first career major league start. That part is unequivocally true.
That is true.
That's just a setup.
Okay. Dang it.
He was pulled in the second inning after loading up the bases with one out. Mike Minor came in and got a double play, eventually picking up the win. The Royals won 7-2.
I think Strom went 5 innings in that start.
Strom's start was fantastic.
Yes.
The Royals did win 7-2.
Yes.
Mick, you're on
fire.
That is
the one thing I actually paid attention to. So.
You are absolutely on fire.
What was that for?
Right,
that was sports for...
That was a bunch of pesos, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the last one. I think that was for $7.50.
$7.50.
You are diversifying.
Okay. I'm going to do movies for a ruble.
DC's Wonder Woman made over $400 million in the box office despite earning just a 17% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes from critics and a 24% rating from the audience.
Well, I saw it and I liked it. So I'm going to guess it got a lot of, I'll say over $400 million. So I'll say yes, that happened.
That did not happen.
Oh, did you change
critics
the numbers on me?
And fans loved
it.
92%
okay,
from
yeah.
both groups.
I should have thought that.
Dang. Oh, I got a rupee.
You got a what?
I just took your rupee.
Okay.
I made it a Zelda thing, I think.
Good.
That's okay.
Let's go. Yeah, can I do politics?
Absolutely.
We're going to barter here, just like a wolf skin or something like that.
Politics for a wolf skin?
Yes.
All right, that's good. Donald Trump acknowledged on Twitter, possibly by accident, that he is, in fact, being investigated by the FBI.
I'm going to say that probably happened.
That 100% yes. did happen. Well done, Mick. That's the daily double.
Guess
that's
right
the daily
there.
Double, though. Actually,
okay,
this gets paired with our final politics question.
Okay,
potentially connected. Marco Rubio formally announced the beginning of his presidential campaign for 2020.
Oh, I feel that's early. I'm gonna say no.
It's early. Getting ahead of the curve.
I'm gonna say no.
Final answer.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
I was gonna say. He took him last time around.
Forever. I really like that question. I really like the idea of him being like, oh, it's June 2017. Let's start now.
I'll go back to sports because I know there's a lot of those for a nickel.
For a nickel. LeBron James got hair plugs.
No. I'm going to say no, that did not happen.
He's actually bald now. He shaved his head completely.
Oh, nice.
I'm going polar opposites. This game's not going very well for me.
No, yes.
I'm at about 15 grand, but I've got a ruble.
Right.
Let's go ahead and we'll daily double here as well.
Sure.
Another sports question. The Golden State Warriors won the NBA Finals in 6 games.
5 games. I watched it. Yes.
It.
Good try there.
I thought
Good
I might
try.
Be able to sneak one past the goalie.
Good try. I tried out for Team Jeopardy.
Oh, daily triple.
Okay, let's do it.
Steve Kerr did coach in the NBA Finals.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes.
But not the first game.
No.
I don't think the first 2 games.
Right. Yep.
Maybe not the first 3. Can't remember.
Can you name who coached?
Mike Brown,
yes. Get against his old team.
The Cleveland Rockets.
That's right.
I know my sports. Get out of here, Mick.
The Akron Whalers.
We can go music, movies, or sports.
Let's do movies.
This is not a yes or no question.
Okay.
This is a which of these question. Which of these movie franchises,
okay,
which one of these movie franchises does not currently have a sequel in theaters? Pirates of the Caribbean, The Mummy, Transformers, Cars, Alien, Guardians of the Galaxy.
What was the first one?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That does not have one.
It does, and it's pretty good.
Oh, which one doesn't?
Transformers comes out in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I saw the preview.
It's not out yet.
Trick question.
That was
huh?
It was a sneaky one. But those all have sequels either currently out or coming out about 2 weeks from now.
Maybe I was paying attention.
We
maybe
need
I'm
more new movies.
Agreed. And like... It feels like 75% of movies are from comic books these days, right?
Yeah. Although
thank God there were comic books back in the day. Otherwise, we wouldn't have movies.
We would
now.
Just be doing Westerns again.
We would. We'd be back to that.
The trailer for Baby Driver is very interesting, though.
What is that?
It's, I can't remember the, it's some famous director whose name is currently escaping me, but it's Kevin Spacey and Ansel Elgort, and it's a bank heist movie.
Mm, that genre. I can't remember. Wonder Woman had some good previews, but I can't remember. I love previews, by the way. My wife hates him. I'm like, no, we got to get there. I want to even get there for like the 10 minutes before the previews, and I can see all the ads for all the real estate agents from the area, and they'll do some movie trivia, and then I'll have the dancing popcorn that tells you to turn off your phone, and that's when you know, okay, lights are about to go down, and we're going to do 15 or 20 minutes of trailers, and I love it.
Yeah, you get there for Maria Menounos to tell you about what's going on in the movie world.
I love Maria.
And then it's a bunch of trailers. I'm with you on that, actually.
Down
I enjoy
that
part. If I'm paying to be in that room, I want to see the trailers.
Let's stick with movies if we can.
We can't. Okay. That was the last one.
So I missed two. Those were my only misses were movies.
Let's, yeah, it's not coming past. We've got music and sports.
Okay.
Ringo Starr died at the age of 76, ending an international fear that he would somehow be the last living Beatle.
I feel like I would have heard about Ringo Starr dying. I'm saying no.
That did not happen. Okay. But I do hope he does die before so McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Is George Harrison still alive?
No, he had cancer a long time ago, okay. I think, right?
Okay.
So John Lennon also, if you didn't hear, he passed.
He's passed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dead.
Darn.
Charlie just found out.
Darn Branson Vacations.
We've got two more music and I think two or three more sports.
Let's go back to sports.
This disaster of a segment will finally reach its
end. Let's go back to sports.
Sports question. This segment died about 15 minutes ago. Did that happen?
True. Yes, it did.
It did.
Yes, yeah.
This is a good, I like this one a lot. Jimmer Fredette shot 100 three-pointers for a charity event in Utah. That definitively happened.
Okay.
He made 37.
No. I mean, those guys, the shot never leaves them. And when they're relaxed in a setting like that, a charity event, they're more likely to hit 87. So I'm going to say he hit far more than 37.
You are underselling Jimmer Fredette. He hit 92.
Wow.
That's a good shot. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, I've got two more music ones and a sports one. You want to go music, sports, music, and finish it off?
Let's do it.
Katy Perry became the first person to reach 250 million Twitter followers.
Huh? Well, sounds about right. I'll go with that.
Oh, it's false. In fact, she just became the first person to reach 100 million Twitter followers.
Oh, so technicality.
Well, huge miss. Also,
but
you didn't say...
she does have the most?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, that was actually a $400,000 question there, and you missed it. So you're in the red.
Back, so, yes. Got it back.
Back to sports. Michael Phelps announced that he's going to race a great white shark on TV during Shark Week.
That would be awesome if the shark would just cooperate and, like, race in a straight line and not eat the greatest Olympian ever. So I'm going to say that is false.
That is 100% true.
What?
Yeah.
No, come on.
No, that's happening. I don't know how, but Michael Phelps can swim, like, 6 miles an hour and sharks swim, like, 25 miles an hour.
And then
there's got to be a handicap and maybe separate lanes. I don't know. I want to put Michael Phelps like 30 yards in front of the shark and just let them both swim straight ahead.
First of all, I assume they'll be separated, hopefully by a cage.
I don't want them to be. I want to see.
Come on.
I want to see them race to the death.
This is really happening.
This is really happening.
So I mean, but here's the whole deal. Okay. Horses know it's a race, right? And there's somebody on top of them whipping them, and they've been bred for that. So, but how's the shark going to know it's a race and to go and all that stuff?
A shark jockey, obviously.
Is it going to be like a rabbit in front,
Michael Phelps. It's Michael Phelps in front of him.
He's going to race a shark.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God! See, that's okay. He's going to jump the shark there. His life and his career, everything that he's accomplished,
will end
is
in that
jumping
moment.
The shark.
It'll just end.
Yes, could literally end by dying,
eaten by a shark.
So what'd you say? 6 miles per hour against 25 miles per hour.
Yeah, there's going to have to be a head start situation there. I think
looking this up. So would have to be. It's almost like the Beat the Freak, right? That the Braves have. They've got that. I think he's like a...
The Freeze.
Guy. Oh, it's not the Freak?
No.
No,
that's offensive.
Beat the Freeze.
Also, the Freeze...
Fast.
Also, the Freeze just lost.
I saw that.
Bonus question. Yeah. The shark is fallible by that logic.
Yes. So, I'm still not believing this whole thing. Yep. Michael Phelps, great white shark. Gee, many God.
It's happening.
On Shark Week. Shark Week is awesome, by the way.
That was a $17 million Jeopardy question.
So close. So close. All right, we got Final Jeopardy coming up.
It's not as good as that one. I was hoping we were going to forget about it.
Let's do it.
You can win some money back here. This is for $17.
Okay, get it back.
Taylor Swift ended her long-running feud with Spotify and released her entire library on Spotify.
I don't care if I know this one or not.
Me neither. Let's go to break.
I kind of hope that is, I'll say it's true.
It is in fact true.
Yeah.
$17 back to you. You can bring the Brinks truck to my new house.
What is a Spotify and what is a Taylor Swift? I'm glad I don't know about that.
They're going to race the shark.
Hey, thank you for putting effort into that.
You're welcome. I figured one of us should put effort into the show today. So.
Yeah, Charlie's back there popping off or doing whatever. So I appreciate it. Good stuff. Hey, we'll wrap up this 3-hour marathon when we come back at Sports Saturday. You know it. You love it. All this stuff.
This is Sports Saturday with Mick Schaefer on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
It's like the opposite of Red Bull. Puts me to sleep.
Show's winding down.
It's winding down.
Getting in the mood.
We're
going
back
to the
10 minutes here if you want to call in. We've had one caller today. It was Robert, and I hung up on him. 913-3810-810. So roll the dice. If you want to join the show, know that I've been fat-fingering the phones all day. Dollar bills, y'all. So if you haven't heard, and I haven't heard, the Royals, and it's probably all of Major League Baseball, in August, it's called Players Weekend, right? Among other things, they'll be allowed to put nicknames on the back of their jerseys, which is awesome. Might as well. We've had the throwback uniforms for years, which are great. They've tried the futuristic uniforms before, right? They do the gold on Friday with the Royals. They're always changing it up. Might as well do something like that. You have the Jackie Robinson Day where you have no names on the back of the jerseys and it's just 42. I love this idea. And I love Max Reaper's column from Royals Review on what the jersey nicknames should be. That is a column ripe for this show. It's like he was writing to this audience, Josh and myself. So, Max, should have had him on, but that would have required preparation, has suggestions for a lot of the guys, but then he also has realistically what it's going to be. So, what do you think Alex Gordon's nickname should be?
Should be?
Should be.
It's just full name on back, Alex Gordong. For sure.
Gordong.
Yeah,
I would say.
100%.
Just add a G to it.
Yep.
You can wear the same jersey, just stitch in a G.
I'd like to see Alex Gordong, so that it's a little more obvious something else is going on. But I would wear a Gordong jersey, just Gordong.
I feel like maybe five or six of mine might have the word dong on the back of their jerseys.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could literally have, like, Yost Dong, and I'd be like, okay, that's kind of gross, actually, because it's not really a pun. But I'd still think that's pretty dope.
So my son was in a home run derby in this big tournament he was in down in Branson. Did great. Hit 11 out of 24 swings. That'll be good. Good enough for second, though. Another kid went off. So I was wearing my Dongtown T-shirt.
That's great.
For it. And that was awesome. So I feel like the more dongs, the better on the back end. Oh, boy. Okay. So he says Alex Gordon's should be the Cornhusker Cannon. I feel like that's wordy. That's too many letters. But what it will be, and I agree, it'll be Gordo. So instead of adding the G to the end, he's just going to drop the N from the end of his name.
Yeah, that's not helpful. That's not good.
No. Mike Moustakas, he says what it should be is Balboni's worst nightmare.
Max is going like full-on Salta
Lamaki. Like, yeah, or like Albuquerque on the
yes.
back, right? Which is funny. What it will be, of course, will be Moose.
With 14 O's.
I like just like Moose and then Tacos, right? Or just...
What?
Moose, Tacos. That's his last name, right? Or just get pictures of a moose plus picture of a taco. That'd be awesome.
Or again, Moose Dong is an option.
Moose Dong is an option right there. The Greek Freak, already taken, I guess. Said, but okay, good. Lorenzo Cain.
Cain Bang, next.
Next. I mean, it's not going to happen.
It's going to be Low Cain.
It'll be Low Cain. And he suggested the Painkiller. Okay.
It's no Cain Bang.
It's no Cain Bang. Or again, Low Dong. Whatever. Eric Hosmer, he says what it should be, Wizard of Haas. I like Haas Mercy.
That's not terrible. What do you think it's going to be? Because I think the Wizard of Haas has a... That's like the real outside
chance. Again, that's
chance.
Too much.
Wizard
right?
of Haas?
Too... I mean, can you fit that on the back?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's going to be Haas.
Oh, it's going to be
How's
just
he
straight
How's he going to spell
Haas?
It, though? H-O-S or H-O-Z?
Oh, Z. Z for sure.
I say H-O-Z. Yeah.
Disappointing.
It's not Haas. Haas. He said, with his ground ball rate, perhaps death to ground things.
That's funny. I like
okay.
that.
So Salvador Perez, he says what it should be, Sheriff Sal, kind of like that. Of course, what it will be.
It's going to be Salvi.
Salvi.
Yeah. Is Ned Yost on this list? Because do you know how many jerseys the Royals would sell if he put hashtag Yosted on the back of his jersey?
That would be awesome.
It would be amazing.
That would be so good.
There would be 1,000 of those at every game for the rest of time.
How about he puts Edgar Frederick on there? That's his name.
Edgar would be pretty good.
Edgar Frederick. Edgar would be pretty sweet. But yes, Yosted would be so great.
I want the hashtag. I'm going to get greedy. I want the hashtag also.
Jorge Bonifacio, he says what it should be, Hip Hop Jorge. I like that.
Hip Hop?
Yeah.
Not Hip Hip?
It's like a take from Hip Hip. It's like a couple layers down.
Okay, because Hip Hip Jorge was the home run call for yes. Jorge Posada.
Yes. So
this feels like plagiarism.
He says, in reference to his family ties, the younger brother, Lil Boner. I like that. Of course, as he mentioned, may not be family friendly.
You can't have family day and the nickname day on the same day.
No.
That's all right.
No. Just have
different audiences.
It's 21 and older day. No kids allowed.
For sure.
And we have Kane Bang and Lil Boner. Or I like Dongafacio again.
Wow, that's pretty good. I hadn't considered Dongafacio.
You think it'll be Boney?
I don't. I don't think that's what it's going to be.
Well, what will it be then?
Maybe he just goes like Jorge. That's no good, but maybe that's what... Does he have another nickname that I'm unaware of?
I mean, with the last name Bonifacio, you could come up with like a dozen nicknames like that for the guy.
Yeah, but you got to wear this on your own back.
You do. I mean, Whit Merrifield... It's got to be two-hit wit, right? Or cool wit? That'd be great.
Cool wit. Would cool be amazing. Wit. You have would to say it like that.
Cool wit.
Maybe he just goes Whitley and Rex Hudler's head explodes?
Yeah, maybe. Hud's going to wear something on the back of his suit. You know that.
I had back-to-back jokes that I can't make, and I'm really upset. I was going to tell Charlie my jokes now. You can keep doing this radio show.
Alcides Escobar. Esky.
Easy.
I love Max's suggestion at the end. Jason Hamill, what should his be?
Hamill time.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good one, though, right?
That's pretty good. 10 ERA, something like that. I don't know. Luke Hochaver is his
that's
suggestion.
Hilarious.
That's so good.
Just Hochaver. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Soria, these are just my own at this point. I like... Hashtag damn it, Soria.
That's pretty good.
I do like, I do actually. For Strom, I like Strom Warning.
I like Jeffrey Stromer. That's my preferred nickname.
Jeffrey Stromer.
He was in that lineup, baby. That is a Briscoe original.
That's
trademark
pretty good.
That.
Jeffrey Stromer. Chris Young, oh boy.
Grandpa Chris.
CY.
That's Cy offensive Young. To the site. Yeah, it's offensive to the Cy Young Award.
Jubitera, hair flip or something like that.
He should also wear Salvi. Or he should wear Perez for the one day that Salvi's not wearing it.
Yes. Little Salvi. Backup Salvi. What else can we do? Chesler Cuthbert. What can we do for Chesler? I feel like a lot. Burt. Something like that. Doesn't always have to be a play on your name.
I think ideally it kind of does, right?
No, I mean, you get a nickname that's, I mean.
Do we do the whole
guy,
starting lineup?
Tiny. I'm pretty sure we got through everybody. There's Travis Wood, Jason Vargas, and we got through.
Wood is fine. Wood can just be the same.
Peter Moylan. You do some sort of Australian deal there. Jake Junis, Kelvin Herrera. A lot of potential there. Love that idea. Love that I discovered that article moments before this last segment started.
Mind to see you in AAA?
You're going to have a whole segment on this tomorrow, right?
The whole show.
Okay, prepare. Yes, I'm going to tune in, and I'm Looking forward to it. All right, that's our show. Thanks to everybody for joining us. Thanks to Josh. Thanks to Charlie. I'm Mick. See you next time here on Sports Saturday.